For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, Beaver men's hockey team. A big win on Friday night. Go for a sweep tonight, joined by Connor McLennan. Four goals last night. Three's that magic number. What's it like when you get to four?
Yeah, I was actually saying yesterday that I've had a lot of three-goal games in junior. Was never able to get four, so I think it's been a long time, but super fortunate. Line was kind of just clicking and pucks were going in for me, so it was definitely a good feeling.
How much more comfortable are you when you score the way you did on the first one?
Yeah, I think anytime you can kind of get on the board early in a game, you kind of get that confidence to want the puck on your stick, kind of in any situation. And I was obviously going through a bit of a rough patch, and I think anytime you can get one and you kind of want it again and again and again. So I think just put myself in those shooting positions to get those chances was a lot of fun.
What have you learned here the first 2 months and change about how hard it is to score, how hard it is to win, how hard it is, period, in college hockey?
Yeah, it was definitely a big adjustment for me. You hear about it, how good the league is, but until you play and get into the thick of things, you don't really understand really how solid each team is. Every Friday, Saturday is a team coming with their best, and I think you kind of see that. We're taking a lot of games to overtime shootouts, so getting 3 points is crucial, but I think we've found a way to get points even when we're not at our best, so hopefully tonight we're able to come out with three more.
You know, a lot of junior leagues, you're not ever really playing back-to-back nights against the same team, which is problem number one, much less back-to-back nights Friday, Saturday, every single week. What's been the biggest difference for you of getting your body and your mind and everything used to Friday, Saturday, and oh yeah, Saturday's against the same team as we just saw?
Yeah, it's obviously a big adjustment, and I think the biggest difference is just how much pre-scouting and detail that each team puts in. They know all your tricks, whether it's on your power play or penalty kills. So I think every team's prepared, and obviously our coaching staff does a great job getting us prepared. But I think that's the biggest thing, quick turnarounds. Playing every team's a good team in the CCHA, so it's always a new challenge, that's for sure.
Have you always been a player that can learn off of video and learn by watching and seeing what you did right and what you didn't?
I think 100%. Anytime you can make adjustments through video, I think that's one of the biggest perks and kind of negative things that we go through is video. There's no time off in a game because you know if you do, you're going to see it the next day. So, but it's also super beneficial seeing, especially on a Friday night when you can kind of pre-scout if they got some tricks up their sleeve, whether it's 5-on-5 or on the power play. Yeah, it's definitely super beneficial.
There will be some teaching clips tomorrow, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Where do you need to be better Saturday night?
I think the biggest thing is just staying out of the box. I think that's something we've been preaching. I think the kill's done a really good job. But I think when we play 5-on-5, we're at our best when we're playing below the hash marks, establishing our ground game. And I think that'll be something we'll clean up and kind of just giving up a late one there. I don't know if it was a weird bounce or what happened on it, but I think just playing a full 60 minutes. Obviously, we played a great game last night, but there's always some teaching clips, that's for sure.
Best of luck.
Awesome, thanks.